The heads of the World Bank and the IMF have urged the US and China to play by world trade rules and back off from their trade war amid signs of the feared long-term damage it could cause to the global economy. They spoke on the sidelines of a lenders' annual meeting in Bali as markets were taking a battering the world over. First, it was Wall Street overnight, which saw its worst fall in 8 months. Then Asian share markets sank too. The headline, "Drowning in a Sea of Red," was not inaccurate. Is it all about the two economic giants and their trade war, or is there something else? And what might be the hit to business confidence and investment across the globe? Our business reporter, Carrington Clark, is with me. Carrington, just how bad have these falls been today?
It has been a very bad day to be involved in the markets across the globe so far, including here in Australia. We've seen the Australian S&P ASX 200, the top 200 companies, drop by 2.74%. To give you an idea of what that means in money terms, it's about $47 billion of shareholder value wiped out in a single day. And it's been across the board that we've seen this sell-off. All the big banks were hit. Companies like CBA down nearly 3%. ANZ down over 3%, but also BHP and Rio, our big miners, also feeling the pain. And there was nowhere really to hide except for some of those safe haven assets like gold, as people looked for something, a safe harbour, if you will, in this tumultuous time.
We heard the heads of the World Bank and the IMF imploring, really, China and the US to back off that trade war. Is that the cause? Is it a single cause? Is there something else?
It's interesting. I spoke to a few analysts about this today, and they said it was actually quite difficult to pinpoint a single event or catalyst for this sell-off. And instead, it seems to be almost a building of tension and then a snapping of that elastic band, to not push that metaphor too hard. And it does have to do with that trade war. For a long time, the American stock market has continued to run up despite these troubles. But Tim Baker from Deutsche Bank thinks that maybe this is a sign that finally American companies have finally started to feel the pinch of the trade war that Trump is waging against China.
Yeah, I think maybe it's the first hints of that. Certainly up until the last few days, you would have said, look, it's pretty clear the trade war's hurt emerging markets and Asian assets. US equities look bulletproof. US corporate earnings are very strong. It's not just people bidding the market higher and paying higher valuations. The earnings were there. But yeah, maybe now, with some of these reports of higher cost pressures, we're starting to see those first signs. It's a bit early on. You know, what does that mean going forward? Well, we've seen President Trump out this morning saying, well, the Fed's got a bit too excited. I think that signifies his concern that US equities are off, because I think that's something he's proud of. It's an achievement he talks about. US equities have done very well. Corporates are doing very well. If he starts getting worried about the price action, that's where the markets can force his hand and maybe this trade war stuff slows down.
Tim Baker from Deutsche Bank. Our business reporter Carrington Clark is here. What sort of reactions have there been to these falls, Carrington?
Well, as you say, we've heard from some of our global economic leaders imploring both sides of this trade war, America and China, to come to an agreement, recognising, as Tim just alluded to, that the price pressures that we're now seeing, because America is now putting tariffs on so many Chinese goods, that's feeding obviously to higher costs for American companies who have to import those goods, but also that flows into the wider global economy. So that's not good for growth. Here at home, we've got people like the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, urging calm, trying to get people to look at this as just a blip. But the concern, of course, is that this says something else about the mood of investors. I also spoke to Damien Bowie today. He's from Credit Suisse. And he said what is interesting is that although, yes, the US market has gone on this long ride of growth since Trump came to power, actually the type of assets people have been buying maybe indicates that they've been pretty pessimistic the whole time.
If you look at what's happened in the entire asset allocation landscape in the last year or so, what you'll find is that US equities have actually done quite well since the beginning of the year, but everything else has done badly. Whether you're talking about European equities, Chinese equities, emerging markets, bonds even, US treasuries, commodities, they've all done poorly. So if you look at that, you would think, well, that's make America great at work. However, within the equity market, what you've also seen is that all the defensive stocks have actually led the charge. The collective wisdom of asset allocators and stock pickers is that actually we are buying US equities as a safe haven against risk in the broader world. So there's a lot more to it than just interest rates. I think there's also risks with regards to protectionism, There's risks in China, and there are also risks in Europe that people are concerned about.
Damien Bowie from Credit Suisse. So, Carrington, do you want to look into the crystal ball? Is it going to get better or worse?
Well, Donald Trump has obviously decided that the Fed is the problem, or at least wants everyone to focus on the Fed as being the problem. But as alluded to there by Damien, this at the core of this is the trade war that is at play now between the two biggest economies in the world. The question is, who blinks first? As we heard from Tim Baker from Deutsche, he thinks that the stock market going down may be the thing that motivates Donald Trump to back away from this trade war. But we know up until this point, he's been very reluctant to do that. The question is whether or not this will actually be enough.
Okay, stay tuned. Thank you, Carrington Clark, our business reporter.